So, in this process of anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing in, mindfulness of breathing out, we've come to the core heart of it, the insight aspect of it. And the purpose of insight is to liberate us, to free us. And it involves a very clear centering ourselves in the core dynamism, core aspect of how this life is. And all the steps before, in a sense, are preparing us. And and I want to emphasize how important this preparation is. Certainly preparation for what we're doing in the last steps. But what we're doing in the last steps is also preparing ourselves or willingness to meet this world as it is, the ability to really be in this suffering world, and to be prepared for that, to have really developed the qualities of attention and concentration and persistence and well-being, and purified ourselves, got to work through some of the hindrances, all the hindrances, work through our the attitudes and the places with where we kind of can need to be healed and settled. And this is a beautiful and profound process, and we need this to be available to care for this suffering world. And so then we come to this 13th step, where we're experiencing, observing impermanence or inconstancy. And this has three different aspects that things are changing and inconstant. One is there is loss. Things disappear. But also the very fact that things change allows for new beginnings. The fall gives birth to the winter gives birth to the spring. Things pass away in the fall, die away, and then get reborn in the spring. And this cycle is what we need. And so we live in a world of tremendous suffering. And so much that we've experienced in the news now for so long. The amount of hate that gets expressed in violence and killing is astounding. And it's been going on since the time of the Buddha. And so how do we address this? How do we meet this? And so anapanasati is this beautiful practice of profound practice. Maybe I shouldn't use beautiful in this context, but a profound, helpful, and healing practice that just to stay constant with the inconstancy of breathing, the rhythm of breathing, frees us from the contractions, the resistance, the fears, the preoccupations, the distractions of the mind. It allows something to be settled and to be come into a kind of harmony and ease that allows for the self-healing qualities of this human body and heart to operate. It makes room for some of the most beautiful qualities of who we are to surface and come forward. And so to really be able to dip into the inconstancy and the changing nature of it is to have a direct confrontation with what's most difficult in the human life, but also with what's most wonderful and healing in this human life as well. And because things have changed, not only is it there's loss, and there's also the disappearing of things which are not useful or that are painful and difficult. Suffering disappears as well. And so part of the inconstancy and the changing and permanent nature of all this is a rich, rich world of so many things that we enter into, sometimes simultaneously. where there is loss, but with loss there's also gain, or in the sense that we also lose our suffering at times. With the new arising of things, appearing of things, some things that appear are not good, but also there's possibility of good things. And then the teachings of the Buddha, to really see and feel and be in this current of change, gives us some agency to shape how we experience and how we are in this world. And we certainly can't change the world dramatically, most of us, but we can change our immediate world. We can't change ourselves. And the practice has a lot to do with understanding change and finding a way to harmonize with it and work with it so that we cultivate ourselves, we develop ourselves to become better people. So to prepare ourselves for this world so that we have resiliency, we have open-heartedness, we have non-clinging, we have non-hostility. It's a powerful thing to work with the changing nature of this world. In Vipassana practice, we're working with that changing nature of the world all the time, but it's not often emphasized. But now in this 13th step of Anapanasati, this is the part of the world that we're really working with. We're entering into this flow and the change. And it's easy, maybe easy, to at least for a teacher to say what I'm about to say, but maybe much more difficult to do it. And that is that to really enter into this part of what the Buddha was emphasizing, to really observe in constancy, means that we're no longer in the sway or caught in or seeing the reality through the lens of our concepts and ideas, our stories. Those also are part of the inconstant world, the changing world. Stories come and go, they arise and they pass. There's all this change and flow and movement in the story-making mind and the concept-making mind. Everything is flowing and changing. And so how do we really get into that and really rest in it? The Buddha taught that because it's liberating. That's where freedom is found. And it's the core insight of the Buddha's teachings over and over again is to see inconstancy, is to see change, is to see maybe we can say the word impermanence. It represented by a number of things, kind of the first person who was enlightened after the Buddha, hearing the Buddha's teachings, proclaimed his awakening with the statement, "Everything that has a nature to arise has a nature to pass away. Everything that arises passes away." The Buddha explained that everything is inconstant. Everything that is an experience. Concepts might not be. And the ancient Greeks, had a lot of controversy, debates about the nature of impermanence and change and constancy in this world. It's a common topic for philosophers. And the famous philosopher Plato wasn't that comfortable with that everything was changing. And he wanted to have something that was permanent. And I believe, little bit I know about him, that he settled on this idea as Platonic concepts. There is the ideas that are unchanging. But the ideas are not direct experience. And the Buddha over and over again was placing ourselves in direct experience, breathing with it, being mindful of it, feeling it, and really entering into this inconstant world to know it, because that is the way to freedom. So I said, the first person who's enlightened said that everything that has a nature to arise is a nature of passing away. There's something about that insight that was liberating. When the Buddha died, the final statement that the first statement, I believe, one of the first statements someone said when he died, it became kind of the funeral chant for Buddhists. It also became it's said to be the sayings or the saying of the arhat, saying of the fully enlightened one. And it goes, so it's a chant. In Pali, it's Anicca Vata Sankara Upadava Yudamino Upakitua Niruchanti Tesang Bupasamo Sukho. All things are inconstant. They have the nature of arising and passing away. Those who see deeply into this truth experience happiness. So, but the happiness not of, you know, being totally delighted and happy all the time, but a deeper happiness or contentment or satisfaction or intimacy or something, that we are in touch with what is real in this real world of ours. So even if this world is full of suffering, which it is, and the violence against the Asian Americans lately, and the shootings in so many places in this country, but most recently in Boulder, is you can't say we're happy in the relationship to that, but there can be a feeling of rightness that yes, if this happens in the world, we want to be present for it. We want to know it. We want to, it's right to be aware of it, even if it's painful, even if it's what touches some of the deepest strings in our hearts. But to have the capacity that if this is what's happening, yes, let's be present for it. Let's breathe with it. And all the steps of Anapanasati can be relevant for this, the feeling that pain. But to feel the pain is not the same as to feel suffering. And this freedom of this practice, the rightness of this practice to feel this world, be present to this world without suffering, but willingly feeling the pain of this world so that we can also have compassion for it and care. So we prepare ourselves for all that what this world has to offer so that we can offer ourselves as someone who is loving, compassionate, caring, and that we live in this world in a way that supports the betterment of all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be free. Thank you.